The Albemarle Sound, the Pamlico Sound, and the South River, these are estuaries that are important feeding and nesting habitats for fish, birds, and other wildlife. Most of the seafood that ends up on your plate spends part of its life in our estuaries, so it makes sense to protect these habitats. But as beneficial as estuaries are for recreation and the economy, they're also very fragile. Today on the Down East Journal, we focus on just one of the many factors that can alter an estuarine ecosystem. Time to put on your thinking caps as we delve into the topic of ocean acidification. Recent studies have shown that acidic environments affect the calcification of shellfish and can impair an organism's ability to process environmental and biological cues. Associate Professor of Marine Environmental Science at the Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City, Dr. Michael Peeler, says acidification can be driven by many different aspects.
The factor that we think a lot of the time is responsible for the big long-term changes are changes in atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide, or CO2, and that equilibrates with the water and causes a decrease in pH. When there's more CO2 in the water, you have lower pHs.
Dr. Peeler says a long-term trend in carbon dioxide levels has led to an increase in ocean acidification on a global scale. But estuarine waters in eastern North Carolina are also highly susceptible to natural fluctuations in acidity.
They lie between the ocean and the rivers, and rivers tend to have lower pHs. So if you have higher river flow, that's going to drive your pHs lower. So that can cause acidity in and of itself.
Algae that grows in estuaries takes CO2 out of the water, which raises the pH.
Estuaries are really dynamic systems when it comes to pH. So when you're studying the effects of potential acidification, whether it be now or in the future, when you're doing it in estuary, you're doing it in an already really dynamic baseline.
When the pH level drops, it also affects the water chemistry. For example, when the acidity increases, the concentration of calcium carbonate goes down, weakening shellfish, coral, and crustaceans.
It affects organisms that calcify, and it's been shown in past studies that not only does decreasing pH change organisms that calcify's ability to do so, it doesn't necessarily do it in a consistent fashion.
Meaning acidity affects different species in different ways. A study by Northeastern University professor Justin Reese found that eastern oysters, which are common along our coast, respond negatively to acidic environments. Their shells become frail, and researchers believe that would make them more prone to predation. Crabs, on the other hand, responded positively to acidic conditions and were able to form a harder shell.
So this set up a situation in an oyster reef system where you have crabs that eat oysters, where you could imagine that it would be logical to assume if the crabs were going to get bigger and stronger and the oysters were going to get weaker, that this really important predator-prey relationship may have been skewed towards the predators.
To test this hypothesis, Dr. Peeler and several other marine scientists set up an experiment in which crabs and oysters were grown in a range of acidities. Dr. Peeler says the normal pH in seawater is around 8, so anything less than that would be considered acidic.
So we had a series of different treatments in terms of pHs, one that was a control that was today's ocean pH. We had a moderate pH treatment, which was around 8.04 pH units, and then a high, which was 7.05.
Both the crabs and oysters were grown for 71 days in the varied levels of acidification. Then the predation trials were set to begin. Based on past research, the group knew that oyster shells would be weaker and the crabs would be stronger, but they predicted that the crabs would consume more oysters because they were easier prey. But that's not what happened.
When we looked at the low pH treatments, the most acidic treatments, the crabs barely grazed at all. And it turns out that the effects that we predicted based on the calcification work that Justin Reese had done in the past weren't borne out because there was a physiological effect on the crab's ability to forage. And so it's just another lesson, and things are never quite as simple as they seem.
So crabs in high acidic environments are basically disoriented. Any calcification advantages crabs experience are overwhelmed by the inability to sense their prey.
And we found that this effect was temporary. When we moved them back into water that was not as low pH, they regained their sensory abilities.
This experiment gives Dr. Peeler and his team of researchers a better understanding of the dynamic estuarine ecosystem and the effect acidification has on aquatic wildlife.
Estuaries have variable enough pH that it is entirely possible that there are areas within North Carolina estuaries that have had pHs at the level that we saw these effects on crabs. So it's possible that pHs approaching 7, which was our low pH treatment, could occur within North Carolina estuaries.
If carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere continue to rise, Dr. Peeler says the acidity of our oceans and estuaries could increase too, exacerbating the current fluctuations in pH levels along our coast. But it's also possible that crabs and oysters can adapt to future ocean acidification, though that's unclear at this time. For more information on the study, which was published by the Royal Society in May, visit our website, publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.